Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Yesterday, and you may need to go back and listen to yesterday's if you didn't catch it, but yesterday we talked about what the miraculous inside-out change is experienced in a butterfly. I mean, when it starts in this position of a caterpillar, it's the contortions that it has to go through to become the butterfly is amazing to watch on slow down video. But the work that happens within us is similar. There's a point in time in which we invite Jesus the Lord into our life, and we put him at the right priority, which is the top of our life. When Jesus sits on the right throne, which is on top of our heart and guides and directs all that we do, I believe we start finding four attitudes that radically change in our life. And they're different in everybody. I really don't want you to go away from this thinking, oh my stars, do I have to fix all that? And the answer is you don't have to fix anything. This is simply allowing Jesus to take control of your life and let him do the work inside out. Your actions, your attitudes, your words, they'll all change based on what priority you give Jesus. But I believe the first act that has changed radically found in Ephesians chapter 4 is this. I therefore, the prisoner and the Lord, urge you to walk worthy of the calling you have received with all humility. Oh my goodness. In God's plan, there is a significant place of humility. Jesus came to us in the most humble form. Well, if you think about it, when we take a look at humility in our life, Matthew has a lot to say about it in his gospel writing in chapter 18. It says, whoever humbles himself like this child, this one is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus in his teachings often used the trusting disposition of a child as an example. And I guess it's worth asking, but why would he do that? Because a child doesn't have any power. He or she is not considered great in this world. They're not strong yet. They're not self-sufficient yet. The world doesn't write books about the accomplishments of kids. And here's the deal. A child isn't bothered by any of that. It never crosses their mind. Instead, a kid completely trusts his parents to supply their needs. They don't lie awake wondering if they're going to have a meal tomorrow. They don't fret in a stroller if the sky turns dark. They're happy, anxiety-free, and confident that everything that they need will be provided. That's the part Jesus wants us to see. Humility is just another word for the little, last, lost, least person or position we hold when gazing at Christ. Those were the words of Johnny Erickson Tada. And she said those in a book called At the Foot of the Cross. It's a fascinating journal. I want to read it to you again, though. Humility is just another word for the little, last, lost, least position or person we hold when gazing at Jesus. Humility says, I don't have to have my way. Humility says, things don't necessarily have to please me because I can see that it's meeting the needs of others. Humility says, the music is not what I'd prefer. The decision of the committee kind of goes against what I'd like. The refreshments are not handled the way I want them to be. The carpet isn't the color I would have preferred, but that's okay because what I want is not the deciding factor or what's good for me. I want what's good for others. That's what Jesus did. You can tell when humility takes hold. It's when you suddenly realize that you've gone a long period of time without thinking of yourself. If you are at the center of your attention, driven by your own wants, pushing for your own way, claiming your own rights, then more metamorphosis within you is needed. There's far more sanctification for the Spirit of God to go to work within you. You see, when we are at our worst stage of humility, we are so much not like Jesus. So friend, you may ask, well, Chuck, I've never known you to be humble, and you'd probably be right. You know, I forget to check my ego and humility in the right places, and I guess we all do at some point, but I have learned this one statement, that true humility is always seen in how we serve other people. Are we there for a photo op, or do we genuinely want to help people? You see, when we desire to have a great business, if we desire to have a great ministry, we have to be willing to help people at their most needy stage. I love when I heard this phrase, and it really captures the thought of humility, is when we serve people. So when somebody treats you like a servant, how did you respond? Did you respond, well, I'm better than that, or we have people that do that, or I shouldn't do that? Entitlement always leads to a lack of humility, and a lack of humility always leads to entitlement. My friend, today, place Jesus in the right position of your heart, which is on the throne, and what will happen is the metamorphosis, the sanctification of the presence of God working within you, he'll fix all that humility. I promise you, there's one thing I have learned, that if we don't humble ourselves before the Lord, he will take care of it. My friend, go live in the spirit, the joy, and the victory of humility today. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. We're going to tackle one that most guys struggle with, gentleness. I hope you'll be at Sugar Hill Church this weekend. We have worship gatherings at 9:30 and 11 a.m. We have Sugar Hill Espanol in our chapel at 11 a.m. And you can join us live streaming at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.